This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Till they drop like flies. those funny little plans that never work quite right.
Holes by Mercury Rev from the album Deserters Songs. I know exactly where I was the first time I heard that. I was astonished by how cool it was. I was in Real World Studios with my friend Danton Supple, who was engineering the first version of Elbow's first record, I think in 1998 or 99. A wonderful thing. I must introduce myself officially. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. That song by Mercury Rev reminds me of being on tour with them. That's the theme of this week's show. I've picked all my selections, or most of my selections, are bands that Elbow have toured with over the years. We've toured with some extraordinary people. Not everybody we've toured with, of course, is on this list. It's just a selection. It would be a much longer programme if I could get them all in. But yeah, some great stuff. We toured with France with Mercury Rev and another band called Lift to Experience, who were the best three-piece, the best rock three-piece since Hendrix. And I think, and the lead singer, Josh, went on to become a very good friend of mine, Josh T. Pearson. And he also had a Rough Trade Record of the Year a few years ago with his solo project, Last of the Country Gentlemen. So I made good friends on that tour, and some of them are in Mercury Rev. There we go. What else have we got for you this week? Lots of Song for Guy recommendations. The Mystery of the Greed Finch. The Green Finches being messy eaters. I've got a reply to that, a very informative reply. Some of your ideas for what I should do when I'm in New York on the radio. And the Beckopedia will be dropping by, of course, that mystery musical history girl to wow us with her acumen as normal. So now moving on, Paul in Swansea has recommended this next song. Jonathan Wilson's been popping up all week. Radmack are absolutely mad about him, and I can see why when I listen to this beautiful tune, Ballad of the Pines. Bear in mind I'm pre-recording the programme in my little house here, so don't expect live replies to any of your messages. But send them anyway. Here's Jonathan Wilson. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Souls. The field of water grows as skin the pebble.
Jonathan Wilson and Ballad of the Pines. It's great, isn't it? Thanks so much to everyone who's been in touch with your supportive messages saying that you'll enjoy the show. Rachel Myberg, for instance, Yorkshire Pud, Heather Magazine, Glasgow Heave Ho, Simon McPherson, 700, Boopy Bin, Vixie Leeds, Guy Garvey, that's me. Oh, right, I see what's happened there. Semple Press, Alderson, Selena Ogilvy, Peter Caldwell, Andrew Labmonkey, Boundless Frank, and yeah, loads of people getting in touch and being lovely. Thank you for your support. A special shout going out to Naomi Avsek, who's getting ready for an exhibition at Paul Smith Space Gallery in Tokyo. Good luck with that, love. So this next tune is our featured artist this week. They are The Acorn. They're a Canadian band. Lovely boys they are too, a little bit too good looking for an Elbow support. Now when I say an Elbow support, I mean a band that supports my band Elbow, the foolishly titled Elbow. I don't mean who wears a sports cast of any kind. But yeah, we do have a habit of having far too attractive support bands, and you don't realise till they turn up and then you're like, ah. Anyway, yeah, they weren't just good looking, they're fantastic. Rolf, the lead singer of the Acorn, this is a really touching story now. Rolf's father died unexpectedly. If I remember correctly, Rolf's old man worked for the UN and was a very busy bloke and was all over the world all the time. And he died quite young and quite unexpectedly. And Rolf realised he knew very little about his parents' lives. So he began to interview his mother over a period of weeks about her upbringing. And she'd escaped an abusive childhood, abusive at worst and neglectful at best, childhood in Honduras, and relying on the kindness of strangers to get her across a swollen, flooded river, she fled to Canada, where she met Rolf's dad. And now he knew nothing of this before he started interviewing her. Neither did he know that his grandmother died in childbirth with his mother. So a very sad and a very sad and a very sort of upsetting thing to find out about your mum. It spurred on the best record. It's an amazing thing. I can't remember Rolf's mum's name, but it's Gloria something Montagna, and a rough translation of it is Glory Hope Mountain, which is the name of the album. It's a fantastic thing. Bearing all that in mind, this is the second or third track on the record. This is Flood Part 2. And this is about his mother crossing a swollen river as a little girl and having to rely on people to keep her head above the water. It's very touching, very moving. And I'm proud to say that when we toured with the Acorn, I used to be part of the harmonies on this song. I used to come on and sing it with them. It's just so beautiful. From Glory Hope Mountain, the first offering this week from the Acorn, and this is Flood Part 2. The stranger's hand.
'cause I think I've got this covered. Though my water legs are weak, I'm kicking like a mother. Know this water keeps up.
From Glory Hope Mountain, that's the Acorn with Flood Part 2. I really, really enjoyed singing that with them boys when we toured with them.
I remember listening to John Peel on the radio every night.
Tonight's programme, The Desperate Bicycles.
Writing down the titles of the songs which I liked.
TV, the UK subs.
And reviewing them out of 3 stars. And every song that got 3 stars, when he played that track again, I'd record it onto my old cassette player. And then by the end of the month, I'd have this collection of all this amazing stuff. One or two old curios and a load of new records as well.
Hallelujah.
Now with BBC Playlister, there's a new way of remembering the music you love and getting recommendations from the people you trust. If you're listening online or through the iPlayer radio app to Six Music and hear a track which you like, BBC Playlister lets you add it to your own playlist. There it's saved for you to come back to at any time. It's like your own personal mixtape, which won't get chewed up in your tape deck. To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/playlister.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter?
And the antimatter.
Now, somebody I've met recently through Ben Hillier, who's my friend and the co-writer and producer of Nadine Shah's work. I've said that all the way wrong way around, haven't I? I can't even say wrong way round the right way round. I met Nadine Shah through me mate Ben. There you go. It was as simple as that. She's wonderful. She's got an incredible voice. You have to go and see her live. Ben's the drummer. I noticed also that Ben produced 3 of the songs that I've picked this week. And he produced the first 2 Elbow records as well. He's a wonderful guy. Nadine's marvellous. And my friend Peter Jobson from I Am Clute played some bass for her around Europe. I fell for her and her crew, I think. He really said they're the loveliest people to work with. He had a great time. And she's top. She's a Geordie girl. This song's called Aching Bones. And you need to look out for, write it down, Nadine Shah. Wonderful, eh? Nadine Shah and Aching Bones. Lots of love and luck to those guys. Wonderful people. So I mentioned that my theme this week is bands that Elbow have toured with over the years, particularly ones we loved touring with. And one of the most memorable tours was Mercury Rev, who I played at the top of the show. They were headlining. Just underneath them was Lift to Experience, Josh T. Pearson's amazing rock three-piece. And then we were further down the bill, and opening up for us all was a band called Clem Snide. The vast majority of everybody got on with each other, to the point where when we got to Toulouse, we had a night off and we had the obligatory interband drinking competition. I don't recommend it, neither does anybody at the BBC. Please drink responsibly and all that. But yeah, the only club that would let 14 blokes in who had a glint in their eye was a gay club. And I remember, I distinctly remember after a lot of tequila, watching Josh T. Pearson make his way across the dance floor. He used to wear a little cowboy hat with a crown of thorns around it. Very striking figure, Josh, and a very, very intelligent bloke. His angels and his demons wrestling at all times, but a fantastic guy. I just remember him making his way across the dance floor in quite a wobbly fashion and popping his hat on a complete stranger who walked off with it. The next morning, he was in no state to do a radio appearance. It was supposed to be just Josh on his own doing acoustic versions of Lift to Experience songs, and he was in no state to do it, because that's what happens if you don't drink responsibly. So they sent the drummer Andy to do the radio session posing as Josh. He looks nothing like Josh, but they popped Josh's hat on him and his sheepskin jacket, and he went. Now, the only two things that Andy, the drummer in Lift to Experience, can play on a guitar is Little Wing and Kumbaya, and both of them very badly. He even breaks into the solo on Little Wing. Do you know what? I'm going to dig it out and I'm going to play it you next week, because it's extraordinary. In any case, those are some of the memories I have of the wonderful Lift to Experience. Josh T. Pearson, the lead singer, has my favourite male voice. Alive. It's incredible. I'm going to prove it to you now by playing this tune from the only album that Lift to Experience made, the Texas Jerusalem Crossroads. This is the wonderful These Are the Days. And you know what? They were.
These are the days marching toward us with vengeance in their eyes. Are the days racing toward us with blood on their teeth and lips? And I can hardly wait to hear that great trumpet sound. Down out across the land. These are the days that must happen to you. These are the days that must. Bloody times ahead for God's chosen few, with our instruments and swords, weapons of war, marching around the city seven times. And I can hardly wait to hear that great trumpet sound pouring down out across the land. So we approach the end, when God judges man's sin. Yeah, the time is running thin. Let the countdown begin. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah! Yeah.
guitars up over your shoulder. A new sort of experience is taking over, 'cause we're simply the best band in the whole damn land. And Texas is the reason.
The city is ours for the taking, and a host of many more heavenly angels are on their way. These are the days.
News.
Music. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Police have named one of the victims who died inside the Clutha vaults as Gary Arthur, who was 48 and from Paisley. It's reported locally that another two of those killed were the pilot of the helicopter and a police officer. 12 people are still in a serious condition in hospital. Rowan Bridge is in Glasgow and has the latest.
It's been confirmed a body was removed at 11 o'clock this morning from the site, and so far three names have been released of people who died in the accident, though the police say they're hoping to release the names of more of the victims later on today. 12 people, the 32 who were taken to hospital, remain there. Three of them are in intensive care.
The Chancellor, George Osborne, has announced plans to reduce energy bills by £50 a year. Green levies will be paid for through general taxation, with the extra money coming from a clampdown on tax avoidance. Home buyers could also be given £1,000 to spend on energy-saving measures.
What we're going to do is roll back the levies that are placed by government on people's electricity bills. This will mean that for the average bill payer, they will have £50 off those electricity and gas bills. And we're doing it in the way that government can do it, which is controlling the costs that families incur because of government policies.
Members of the Lost Prophets have appealed for anyone else who was a victim of abuse by their former singer Ian Watkins to come forward. Watkins was jailed this week for a string of sexual offences against children. Anti-government protesters in Ukraine have smashed their way into city council offices in Kiev. Big demonstrations have been taking place, calling for President Viktor Yanukovych to stand down. The actor Paul Walker, who starred in the Fast and Furious series of action movies, has died in a car crash near Los Angeles. He was a passenger in a friend's sports car when it hit a tree. Police in New York say a passenger train has derailed in the Bronx, north of the city. It's unclear how many people have been injured. Football, and in the first Premier League game of the day, Spurs held to a 2-0 draw by Man U. Six Music News, your next update is 3:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Sound makes me very happy. That's This Is The Kit, and the song's called Earthquake. It's from her album Wriggle Out The Restless, Arcade. She's brilliant, isn't she? And that's just such a good tune. There's something about the vocal in it. I wonder if she just improvised lots and lots of melodies and then picked that one as the basis for the tune. She's just got such a great singing voice, and it's full of joy. I love it. So, the theme being bands that Elbow have toured with. We toured with Goldfrapp extensively in the States and Canada when they brought out Felt Mountain. I'm going to play that beautiful song, the title track of that record, in a moment. But first of all, I asked last week, I'm a fan of the Birdies, and my house is surrounded, in fact besieged, by Green and Goldfinch at the moment, getting through 2 feeders a day. It's gone up, the amount that they're eating. And I asked why greenfinch were so much more mucky eaters than goldfinch. They're a slightly bigger bird, but that's all I know really about them. Kim Boog got in touch with an email called Greenfinch Table Manners. Mucky greenfinches, guy. Not such a great story, I'm afraid, but it's always good to hear of an avian restaurateur. Great job. The delicious goldfinch is a fine little bird with a fine bill, equipped to extract tiny seeds, whereas the greenfinch is something stockier with a chunky bill, equipped to chomp into a selection of seeds and nuts available on the bird table and feeders. Yet the greenfinch has faced a very difficult time, affected by a cosmopolitan parasite called Trichomanas gallinae. Our little green chap has been spotted within the most susceptible groups, effects of which are plaques of trichomonads, commonly formed in the oral navel cavities and within the throat of the bird, causing great difficulty in eating because the growing plaque prevents food being swallowed. Hence, for anyone observant enough to have spotted messy eaters at the table, this may well be a cause, and sadly they do starve sometimes. Although it's a treatable condition, you'd have to get the tablets down the bird, which, as you can imagine, is nearly impossible. The only advice that Kim can give us is that it's important to keep your feeders clean. There you go, everyone. Did you hear that? You can get bird-friendly disinfectants directly from the RSPB, and I recommend you do that. There you go. Thanks, Kim Boog. She says, reference BTO for more information. That's the British Trust for Ornithology. Love from Kim, lover of the natural world, with particular passion for birds of prey. Thanks, Kim. Very, very informative. Haven't we got clever listeners at Six Music? Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to mention other stupid stations that might not have, but I'm a bit proud. This I used to listen to every night when I was supporting Goldfrapp with Elbow. What an extraordinary voice she has. This beautiful little thing, so subtle, so sparing, is Felt Mountain by Goldfrapp.
Thank you.
Goldfrapp and Felt Mountain. Beautiful. Sue McMahon's been in touch. She says, hello Guy, perverse as it sounds, I never listened to your show until you came on to Sunday Afternoons, and now I listen to Sunday Nights on the iPlayer. Ha, put that in your pipe. It's firmly wedged in my pipe, thank you Sue. Anywho, I seem to end up buying a CD every other week, which is great, and I have Richard Swift and Little Dragon on my list next. Yes, my work here is done. My song for Guy is from the criminally underplayed on Six, The Black Keys. I played them 2 weeks ago, they're on all the time. That's a nonsense, Sue. I would like to nominate two thoughtful low-key songs of betrayal and rejection. I Am Not The One and These Days, a nostalgic song of love and regret. Both are from the album Brothers, which reportedly gave them some trouble on tour because there were so many slow ones on the album. Well, we're all about that on a Sunday afternoon, aren't we? So let's hear it. Thank you, Sue, for your Song for Guy recommendation. Do keep them coming, everyone. Here are the Black Keys. Here is the Black Keys, which is the correct way of saying it. These Days.
These days.
song recommendation from Sue McMahon, a song for Guy recommendation. That was the Black Keys, These Days. Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Recommendations, not requests. Try and find something you don't think I've heard for some reason.
All rise!
If you've been brushed by fame, you may be able to make a claim. Just make a call to the Small Claims Court.
It's Jude Law. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
I am a huge Pixies fan.
Yeah.
I managed very luckily to go along to Maida Vale and ask for the Pixies. And while I was there, a certain radio DJ was there.
Oh, yeah, was it?
I saw him across the room.
Yeah.
And kind of raised my eyebrows because I had been on his show once.
Oh, really?
And he blanked me.
He totally blanked me.
He was.
Unbelievable. How old
he
was?
He looked straight through me.
Did he really?
And I looked to my mate who I was with and sort of thought,
I thought Sean Keaveney kind of knew you all over.
And I left.
Court will resume tomorrow morning from 7.
Order.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Alistair York is from Melbourne. He says, I've thought many times of recommending a song for you and your listeners, but always held back for fear of not being as erudite or interesting as your other listeners, as my Green Finch pal Kim has just proved. Did you hear my stomach then? Apologies for that. I should have eaten before I started making the programme. Producer Michelle hates that stuff. Not being as erudite or interesting as your other listeners, I'll keep this simple. If you're going to New York soon, you'll need to open your show with Wake Up in New York from As If Nothing by Craig Armstrong with Ivan Dando. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Alistair. I wasn't aware of this tune and it's beautiful. Say hello to Melbourne, which is Australia's rainy city, from Manchester, which is England's rainy city.
I'll meet you.
Craig Armstrong featuring Evan Dando, a song for Guy recommendation from Alistair York in Melbourne. That beautiful thing was Wake Up in New York. And when I go there in a few weeks' time, I'm going to be listening to that. Another wonderful artist who Elbow have toured with was Glasser. It was a song for Guy recommendation on this very programme some years ago. I loved this tune so much that I went and asked her if she'd come out and open up for us around America. She's wonderful and so is her fellow. We had a great time. This beautiful tune is called Apply. Once again, Glasser and Apply.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
What am I?
Isn't that a gorgeous thing? From Blur's album Think Tank, which I think is my favourite Blur album, that was Sweet Song from 2003. My friend Ben Hillier produced that record just before he produced Elbow's second record. So that's the second tune that Ben has produced. He's also Nadine Shah's co-writer, producer and drummer, and the loveliest man alive. So we toured with Blur in Europe, I reckon 2004, 2005. Extraordinarily generous of spirit, the whole band. They really welcomed us in. We had a couple of good nights out with them as well, and just very kind. And it was good to see the way that they work as well. I remember once we didn't get a sound check because Damon had an idea during their sound check and dragged a Porter studio onto the stage and then sat there playing guitar into it. So it was a bit of a shame we didn't get a sound check, but I thought, yeah, look at that. You've got to keep writing all the time. That's why he's so prolific. I think he puts out like three albums to Elbow's one. Yeah, but they're very, very lovely people to tour with. As were this next bunch. We did a whole European tour and a whole American tour with Grandaddy. Amazing band, amazing chaps. And every night, every day, you get per diems on the road, and that means it's just a bit of money to get your food with, like $10 or something each, just to eat with day by day. Your tour manager hangs on to it, I think, so nobody blows all the cash, and you're given your dinner ticket sort of thing. Kevy from Grandaddy would collect both bands and crews $10, and they will put together an enormous barbecue. With loads of food. They pull the barbecue out from the back of their tour bus, and then any kids who couldn't get in the venue that evening would have a beer and a burger with the bands. I think that is a good attitude. Here they are, the wonderful Grandaddy, from I think their most amazing record, The Software Slump. This is Minor at the Dial of You.
I found your house and I saw your scraps on the federal roads look like crash-landed crows from the dial of you.
Hello, welcome to Dial of You. To locate the area in which you wish to observe, you must program in longitude and latitude. For a closer, more detailed picture, use either zoom or the microzoom control. Good luck.
I dream at night, going home someday, somewhere so far away. So dream, all gonna take some time. I'm going home someday. 15 years is almost done. I don't recognize anyone from the dark.
Good luck.
I dream at night. Take some time. I'm going
dream.
It's great, isn't it? Minor at the Dial a Few from the Software Slump by Grandaddy. If you want somewhere to start with Grandaddy, that is the album. If you're remotely into your old country or your prog, they're a fantastic band. Really great lyrics, good themes. And yeah, the Software Slump. And you're spelling software, SOPHTWARE. The Software Slump by Grandaddy. Go and buy your music. My featured artist this week is the Acorn. I was talking earlier about Glory Hope Mountain, the story of singer Ralph's mother's life. The album finishes with a beautiful vocal, which isn't Ralph, it's his friend, what's she called, Obiju, is that right? I'll double check that while the record's playing. But he ends the record with this most gorgeous thing. So I told you about Rolf's mother. He found out that his mother's mother died in childbirth. Well, this very, very touching thing is a song that Rolf's written from the point of view of his grandma talking to her infant daughter. Now, it's going to get you this, so sit down and have the tissues ready. This beautiful thing is from my featured artist this week, The Acorn. Once again, from the album Glory Hope Mountain, this is Lullaby.
I will wash over you.
So that's The Acorn and Lullaby from Glory Hope Mountain, which is a beautiful record, I'm sure you'll agree.
I grew up in a time when I was lucky enough to see music actually bring people together. And the great multicultural mix that we have in this country now has been really soundtracked by the music of the last 50 years.
Don Letts.
I guess people would write me off as being reggae-based, but that's just in my DNA. I grew up with rock and roll, went through the whole punk thing, you know, the whole soul boy thing. I was there at rave, I was standing in fields. I remain open to all the world has to offer, and I like to think that's reflected in my show. You know, the heritage and tradition of music, having deep impact and striking an emotional chord with me in particular, it still gets me out of bed every single day. It's something I can't help but be involved in.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Tonight from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Perhaps the band that Elbow have toured most extensively with are our old friends I Am Clute. And I just immediately thought about one particular gig we did in an ex-Nazi bunker in Germany. There's some strange gigs in mainland Europe. And this place was huge and concrete and dank and pretty awful. And it was the last one of the tour, so we decided to do something together last minute. And Johnny said, well, do Bring Me Sunshine, like Morecambe and Wise. I'll just jump on the stage as you're finishing. And we'll do Bring Me Sunshine. So, two things came of this. Nobody knew more than the first two lines of Bring Me Sunshine on the stage. So, everyone stopped singing simultaneously. And nobody in Germany had ever heard the song before. So, that was an anticlimax, to say the very least. If there's footage of it out there, I would dearly love to watch it. Oh, fabulous. It was I Am Clute. This from Gods and Monsters, which is a brilliant record. One that I didn't have anything to do with, so I'm not contravening any BBC guidelines. Here is Avenue of Hope. This is amazing.
Falter, the fingers grope, and the days stretch out beneath the sun. No one's born, no one dies, no one loves, so no one cries, and we wait to see just what we will become. Don't let me falter, don't let me ride, don't let the earth in me subside. Let me see just who I will become. You're like the clouds in my hometown. You just grow fat and hang around, and your days stretch out beneath the sun. And no one's born, no one dies, no one loves, so no one cries. We wait to see just what we will become. Don't let me borrow, don't let me bring, don't let me wallow, don't make me sing. Let me see just who I will become. let me hide. Don't let someone else decide just who or what I will become. Don't make them borrow, don't make them bring, don't let them wallow, don't let them sing. Let them stretch out beneath the sun.
I am Clute and Avenue of Hope from Gods and Monsters. Wonderful. It is time once again to welcome that mystery musical history girl. Here she is, it's the Beckopedia. Now then?
Now then. They say that music is a universal language, and never was it more true than in the Algeria of the 1950s. In a country that had become refuge to Jews and Muslims expelled from Spain in the 15th century, then colonised by the French in the 18th, it was alive with their many cultural influences, along with those of the indigenous population of Arabic North Africa. 50s Algerian music was a strange and wonderful combination of Berber-style small percussion instruments, Spanish guitars, accordion and piano. Songs ranged from Tuareg and Bedouin folk to tangos and rumbas, and singers would shift effortlessly between Arabic and French. It was a heady mix, this melding of cultures and the embracing of old and new, of Eastern and Western influences. And as it turned out, it was a high point for Algeria as a peaceful multicultural society. Once the country gained independence from France and fought its own civil war, not much was left of this inclusive, colourblind approach to music. Only in recent years have the seeds of peace and reconciliation been sown. Perhaps only now can their rich cultural heritage be recognised and celebrated once again. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
أنا على الناس وحتى تبدل عقلي بهبالي
Time now for the news.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Police in Glasgow say work has begun to remove the wreckage of the police helicopter which crashed into a pub on Friday night, killing eight people. Deputy Chief Constable Rose Fitzpatrick from Police Scotland says the operation to remove the helicopter will be done with the utmost care.
This is a painstaking process which we expect to take some time because we need to ensure the safety of the operation and of all those members of the emergency services and investigators who are working tirelessly at the scene.
Police in New York say a passenger train has derailed in the Bronx to the north of the city. Four people are confirmed dead, another 63 have been injured. One eyewitness said the train was travelling much faster than normal. The Chancellor, George Osborne, has confirmed plans to reduce energy bills by £50 per year. He says that in future, green levies will be paid for through general taxation, with extra money coming from a clampdown on tax avoidance. Ed Matthew is from the campaign group Energy Bill Revolution, which calls for the government to do more to make homes energy efficient.
High energy bills is a matter of life and death for some people. There were 31,000 cold winter deaths last year, and a big chunk of those were due to people living in cold homes. Many people also have to make the terrible choice between heating their home properly and feeding their family properly. And that is not a choice that anyone should make in a developed country like the UK.
Members of the rock band Lost Prophets have appealed for anyone else who was a victim of abuse by their former singer Ian Watkins to come forward. The other band members say they were angry and disgusted by his crimes and insisted they had known nothing about them. Tributes have been paid to the Hollywood actor Paul Walker, who's died in a car crash in California. He starred in the Fast and Furious series of action films about illegal street racing. His co-star, Vin Diesel, said he was absolutely speechless to have heard the news. Six Music News, your next update from me will be in an hour's time. That's at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
Six
Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Without you.
reminds me of a few things. One of them, probably the earliest memories, whizzing around Bury in Greater Manchester in Mark Potter's dad's blue Volvo with the spongy suspension, with, yeah, the Joshua Tree lodged in the cassette player at all times. And then many years later, U2 invited us to go and tour with them, which was hugely flattering. And what lovely blokes they are too. So we played at Wembley Stadium, which was an awfully big gig for us. I think it's 90,000 people. And as they were filtering into the stadium, and you know, I'm sort of giving a bit of a buzz chat to the boys. I'm like, it's just another gig. There's just a few more people. You can't hold more than 4,000 people in your head at once anyway. So, you know, it's not going to make any difference. Just don't be nervous. You know, I was like, it's going to take us 5 minutes to get to the stage because it was staged in the round. So just take your time, it'll all be okay. And the lads were like, okay, got it, yeah, okay. We got onto the stage and we began with a song of ours called Starlings. And I got through the first line and the second line and then forgot my words. But it's all right, there weren't many people there, just about 90,000. And it's not like my face was on huge screens that were visible from space, apparently, or anything like that. So it was all right. Tom Brosso, this is a great tune. This is some more new music for you. It's called Cradle Your Device, a very modern problem being described in this song. Tom Brosso and Cradle Your Device. That's out now. Go get it. One of my favourite bands of all time, and the band that took Elbow on our first UK and our first US tour, and now really, really good friends of ours, are Doves. So that being the theme of the show. And this also links us to Ben Hillier once more, because he produced this tune. It was recorded in an abbey in Scotland, and the reverb that you hear, all the echoing, beautiful, lush reverb that you hear on this song, is natural. It's just coming off the stone. An incredibly touching, sad song, but just an example of why they're one of the best bands ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Doves with Ambition. Beautiful, right? Some Cities is the album, Doves is the band, and the song's called Ambition. It put me in mind of this next one by the band Brad. They're a Seattle band from the early 90s. All of Elbow Were Mad on an album of theirs called Shame. Quite a lot of the sounds on Shame have dated a little bit now. Not all of them in a good way, but this remains a beautiful tune. It's called Buttercup, and it's perfect Sunday afternoon listening. I'm sure you'll agree.
Love the land. down. Bold trying to cover it up with a sound. Ain't my buttercup. My little crew, I know that ain't a part of the deal. We're through. Let me tell you, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. And I'd love to share the cost. Butterfly. The reason why, I mean why, highway. Yeah.
My mates who tune in on a Sunday will be picturing bedsits of our pasts very fondly to that one, I'm sure. there's a great story, right? Stop me if you've heard it. Oh, you can't. My drummer, Richard, used to make a habit of going to bed when he lived at his mum and dad's house. he'd put his headphones on when he got into bed and he'd really crank some pretty death metal, you know. The 4th of July by Soundgarden, all the guitars detuned. It sounds like a descent into hell. And he got into his little box room and he got into his bed and he put his headphones on and he turned it right up. And a few minutes into this song, which is really quite a harrowing number, he feels something on his foot. And his grandma stood at the end of his bed in a nightie, shaking his foot because he felt... He'd forgotten to plug his headphones in. I absolutely love the image. Yeah, scared them both pretty bad there, I think, that. So, that was around that time. And all our friends went to university and left the band in Bury. We decided we were going to pursue Elbow, although we weren't called Elbow back then. We were called Soft. And all the rest of our mates went to university in the same weekend. It was really upsetting. It was like half of my friends disappeared in the same weekend. And I felt like they were never going to come back. They all did, actually, about a decade later. They went round the world and did their thing. But they've all settled back here because we're all still friends, which is just great, isn't it? But that weekend, when I thought that was the end of our big group of friends, I listened to this song by REM in the recording studios where I was working, Apocalypse Studios, still thriving in Radcliffe, near Bury. And yeah, I sat and got very upset to this tune. It's Perfect Circle by REM. And then many years later, I got to tell Michael Stipe and Peter Buck that story, because we toured with them in Germany. They were absolute gentlemen, and I do love their writing, and they've left us some amazing music. And they're the last of the bands this week that I've toured with. And this is the tune that upset me so much all those years ago. From the album Murmur, this is Perfect Circle.
Put your hair back, you get to leave. 11 gallows on your sleeve. Shallow figured, winner's paid. 11 shadows way out of place. Standing too soon, shoulders high and low. Standing too soon, shoulders high and low. To win, suit your needs. Speak out sometimes, and try to win.
REM and Perfect Circle from the album Murmur. That reminds me of my oldest, dearest, closest friends, and REM, absolute charming people to work with. I didn't mention, did I? I told them that story that I told before that song, and they played it for me on the last night of the tour. Isn't that something wonderful?
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's been an incredible 2013 for London Grammar. I first heard them over a year ago. With that singer and that arrangement and those songs, it was evident that they were going to do really well, and I'm exceptionally excited to see London Grammar in conversation and in session with me, Giles Peterson.
Excuse me for a while,
while I'm wide-eyed and I'm so damn caught in the middle.
London Grammar with Giles Peterson.
Available to listen to now at the Six Music website.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
This next tune is a song for Guy from Robert Tilsley in Sussex, and I can't find it. Oh, here we go. Lay Down With You by Frazee Ford. Hi, Guy. You've mentioned Jolie Holland and the Be Good Tanyas. I think you have to play some Frazee too. She plays and writes beautiful songs, and it was the album I was listening to when I decided to marry my wife. So, always evokes beautiful feelings in me. The simplicity of the music is what I love the most. Robert Tilsley, lots of love to you and your wife. This is going to be my last tune. Jarvon next, and that's going to be good, isn't it? Thanks so much for being in touch, everyone. Michelle, Peter, the Beckopedia, thank you for your support. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.
I'll lay down with you. I feel so strange. What is happiness? What is happiness?